that we had a moral responsibility to be good stewards of God's creation, and in doing so, we must pay special attention to the needs of the poor. So they saw it as an environmental justice issue as well, the evangelical community. When the Pope went to the White House, he talked about the dangers of air pollution when he was here. And just last week, the Pope met with President Trump and gave him a copy of his encyclical, Laudate Si, which made the case for strong, urgent action to halt the climate crisis. The Pope wrote, "The climate is a common good belonging to all and meant for all." The Bible tells us that to minister to the needs of God's creation is an act of worship. To ignore those needs is to dishonor the God who made us. And that is just what we're doing by walking away from this accord. The question I have for Donald Trump, as a mother and a grandmother of five and a grandmother of nine, how is he ever going to explain to his grandchildren what he did to the air they breathe, assuming they breathe air? And I have to assume that that is the case. We all do, right?